Thank you, Brother Todd. You enjoyed the good singing this morning. Say amen. Amen. Appreciate my little brother playing that bass. That sure makes a difference. Amen. Take your Bibles this morning. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 122. Psalms chapter 122. I'm going to do something just a little bit different this morning than what we normally would on a Sunday morning. Yesterday, as we met up here for the visitation and prayer, we always gather up in the hallway back there in front of my office, and Brother Charles or Brother Freddie, Brother William, one of the guys, will get those visitors' cards that you fill out. And we'll look at them, and we'll try to put a name with the face and figure out who needs to go see who and what phone calls need to be made and follow up and and those kind of things. And I took a copy of the visitors' cards with me yesterday as a left. And believe it or not, if you visited, unless today is your very first time, if you've visited with us several times, we pray for you on a regular basis. And we're not just praying that God would send you to our church, but what we're praying is that God would send you where He would have you. Does that make sense? I'm not of the persuasion that we're the only church around. There's some great churches in this area. And where some of us are as different as night and day. I understand Happy Valley Baptist Church ain't for everybody. My style of preaching probably ain't for everybody. Say amen right there. It ain't for half of y'all, I'm afraid. Amen. But I've got some sad news. It ain't going to change anytime soon. Amen. I plan to stay just like I am. I thought about this as I was looking over the visitors' cards, and I'm always overwhelmed that people would take their time and visit with us. I really am. Sometimes it amazes me. Brother William sets, he makes the announcements, and we've got to get him to where he don't mumble, where y'all can understand him. But he sits up here beside me on Sunday morning, and normally he'll lean over and say something like, "Good night, we got a lot of visitors today." And that's a good thing. And we're glad you're here. But I thought about Psalms 122, and I'm just going to look at one verse of Scripture. And I want to try to help you this morning if you're looking for a church. And church, I want to help you to be what people are looking for. I thought about it yesterday as I was driving around, and I thought about, Lord, what are people looking for? We have visitors come in by the droves. What is it that they're hunting? David said in Psalms 122 in verse number 1, he said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Amen. David said, when it was church time, I got excited about it. When somebody said Sunday school is about to begin, he said, I got just a little bit fired up. I was glad, he said, when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And that's the way it ought to be. They ought to be something down here that makes you want to come. They ought to be something in this place that has a drawing power that makes you have a desire to be in the midst of what's going on. Amen. And I'm not 100% sure, or I haven't perfected the art of it, but my desire is to provide that. But not to provide what your flesh is longing for. But to provide what your soul in your spirit is longing for. Sometimes I'm afraid people get time of worship confused with time of entertainment. I've said it many times in the past, we are an entertainment-driven society. I have no rocks to throw, I only have one church to pastor, and it's this one. It's none of my business what kind of music they have down the road, what kind of concerts they put on. That's their deal. But I'm here to tell you about this one. We're not going to be in the entertainment industry. We're going to be in the soul-feeding ministry. Amen. With this thought this morning, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. With this thought, which one are we going to? Which one are we going to? I got our phone book out several years ago, and there's probably more now. I hadn't looked at it lately, but I remember several years ago, I got the Carroll County, that's where we are, Carroll County. I got the phone book out, and I began to look, and there were 90 Baptist churches in this county. That's not including the Methodist, the Lutheran, the Presbyterian, the Pentecostal, the ones that are ashamed, so ashamed they won't call themselves nothing. That's not including all the other factions or denominations. Just Baptist Church is 90 in this county alone. My, how we're blessed. I remember being in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We flew up there to do the wedding for Brother Matthew Waters, my wife and I. And we took a little bus trolley whatever tour of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Big town. Big town. I couldn't stand the winter. But did you know, this ain't got nothing to do with the sermon. Did you know you can ride your four-wheeler on the street in Sioux Falls, South Dakota? I thought, brother, that's a redneck town if there ever was one. We pulled up to a red light and somebody pulled up and says, boom, boom. I looked over, man, that was a Yamaha Big Bear four-wheeler. I said, man, that dude's going to get locked up. And we got to looking around, there's everywhere. I said, well, hallelujah, that might be all right, amen. But we toured that city and we rode all through it. And you know what we could not find? A Baptist church. I sat down with Brother Matthew and his brand new bride and I said, Matthew, you've got a responsibility to have this young lady in church. And you know what he said to me? He said, Brother Eddie, I would love to if you'd come up here and start one. And I just laughed. He said, I'm serious. There ain't nowhere to go. Brother Caleb he's over here praying. I don't want to bother him, but he's been out to South Dakota several times with our missionary, Brother Harvey Ware. And they told me a while back that people drive over 100 miles, is that right, Brother William? One way to go to church. But yet, when we wake up on Sunday morning, we can go in any direction, north, south, east, or west, and be at a church within 5 minutes. Everybody in this place, I just about guarantee it. I want to help you this morning. I'm not trying to woo you into joining our church. But I would like you to know what I think and what the Bible says you ought to look for. We were visiting out on Saturday. It's been probably 3 years ago now, and this young couple had been visiting our church, and I'm not sore with them because they didn't join. It really broke my heart the reason that they didn't. I sat down with the husband and the wife, and I said, y'all were visiting with us. We hadn't seen you in a few weeks, and we just wondered if you were okay. And here's what the lady said. Brother Freddie may have been with me. I can't remember. The lady looked at me across from her coffee table, and she said, preacher, we absolutely love your church. She said, we love the singing and we love the preaching. And I'm like, She said, but we've joined at another church. She said, we're not crazy about the preacher. They don't have the right Bible. She said, and the music is just not our taste at all. And I could not help myself. Brother BJ, I just looked at her sincerely and I said, well, why did you join? God is my witness. Here was her answer. They had a newborn baby. First baby. First child. Them first babies, first baby mamas are crazy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Them first babies, the second baby you don't give a flip about. Mama, cut my finger off. Rub some dirt on it. But that first baby, man, that sucker get a little runny nose. You in the emergency room. You know how they are. And here's what she said to me, Brother Greg. She looked across the table and she said, preacher, the reason we went there, she said, they have beepers in the nursery for the babies. And you know what my flesh wanted to say? How stupid is that? You would sacrifice the preaching, the singing, the doctrine of the Word of God for a beeper for your child. And I got in my car. I didn't say that. And I got in my car and I started down the road and the Holy Ghost said, you better get you some beepers. I come home. I said, Tom's our check writer. I said, Brother Tom, we got to have some beepers. He said, you got a cell phone? I said, no, we got to have beepers for the babies. And he's a little slow at times. And I had to draw him a picture and, oh, he said, and then we priced them. He said, brother, them things is high. I said, yeah, but people's hunting them. They come to church with that little old squalling bundle of joy. They want a beeper for it. It'll blow your mind what people are hunting in a church. We can come to church for the right reasons and we can also come to church for the wrong. Personally, I would sacrifice the beeper to know that my child might hear the gospel. Yes, and be saved. Amen. I would rather a nursery worker have to come in the service, tap me on the shoulder and say, come get this thing. Amen. To know that when it got of the right age, it would be sitting under sound preaching. But people are people. And sometimes when they come here, Brother Freddie, and I'm afraid sometimes we don't get a grasp on it because we're in this thing. We took ownership. This is our church. But sometimes people, when they come, they really don't know what they're looking for. They may think it's a beeper. They may think that it's a choir or a praise and a worship band. They may think that it's a great speaker with oratory skills. They may think that it's a children's program that they're looking for. But what they're really on the hunt for, Brother Dwayne Ray, is Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen. Whether they want to admit it or not, that's what they're hunting. And by the way, if they stay around here long, they're going to find Him. Yeah. Matter of fact, they won't just find Him. He'll find them. Yeah. Amen. He'll come right in the pew, right where you are, but right in the middle of your business, right in the middle of your life, right in the middle of your trouble and your trial, stomp right through the middle of your sin and say, hey, I found you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Preacher, we had a couple told me last night, me and my little brother, we were standing down there in a parking lot in Temple, and I asked this young couple, I said, where do y'all go to church? They said, nowhere. They said, we was going to one, but something happened. They said, we just kind of hunting a church. Take your Bible and go to Psalms 144. Tell you what you ought to look for. And I'm not just preaching to our visitors this morning, but I'm preaching to our people.
Not only
do I want visitors to know what to look for when they're trying to find a church, but I want our people to know what we ought to be when they get here. Psalms 144 and look at verse number 15. Psalms 144 and verse number 15. Watch this. This is our verse for our church. And it ought to be. Or we need to change the name of it, one of the two. The Bible said, happy is that people that is in such a case. I like that phraseology right there, don't you? Happy is that people that is in such a case. What case? Born again, blood washed, all our sins are gone, heaven bound, with a hammer down, got a God who hears and answers. Good God Almighty, somebody ought to just, happy is that people who is in such a case. I hope you in such a case this morning. Amen. Yea, he said, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Honey, where are we going to church? Honey, where are we going to go?
Yeah, brother, come on.
Jeremy said, where'd they go? We Googled them up on the internet. My goodness, I wonder what all they found.
Yeah.
They found our website, seen my picture, and was drawn to this place. If you believe that, amen. But that's what they said. They had a conversation and said, we need to go to church. Okay, that's a start. But where?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Honey, where are we going to go? I'll tell you where let's go. Let's go where the people are happy.
Yeah.
Let's go where... How many of you visit around churches? Come on, just raise your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. Man, that's about every one of you. Some of y'all ain't got no business visiting around. Hey, man, you belong right here. We ought to hunt a place where folks are happy. Man, I preach all over the country. I preach in every kind of church. I mean, they're all Baptist churches, but you just wouldn't believe. I preach in churches where they sit just like this. Look like they got a 2x4 run up their spine. And they walk out, they're like this. Stiff, I'm talking about stiff, brother. I got to go to Australia and preach next year. Rockhampton, Australia. I'm going to see Crocodile Dundee. Amen. I'm going to show him a knife. Amen. And I told my wife, I said, I'm real scared about their proper, mate. Brother Neil Smith called and said, we want you to come preach, mate. I said, I untold you, my mate's my wife, you my friend. Amen. I told him, I said, brother, I don't know how to preach down there. He said, my pastor been listening to you on the internet, and he wants you just to come and be who you are.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Folks ain't looking for a bunch of put-ons.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Folks ain't looking for a house full of actors. They want to come where people are just real and can be who they are. Hey man, talk to me this morning. I'm talking about when they come in here, we ought to be happy. We ought to be happy. First of all, we ought to be happy we're saved. Amen. You say, preacher, every time you walk to the pulpit, you say, if you're glad you're saved, say amen. I'm going to say that till I die.
Yeah.
You say, well, it gets old. Not to me. Not to me, and not to you if you are. You know what that does? That gives you an opportunity to respond to the fact that you're on your way to heaven. And you know what a poor old lost guy does? He comes in here, he sits down maybe in the back, maybe in the balcony. He's nervous, these people are shouting and everything going on. He don't know what's happening. And then the preacher gets up and says, if you're glad you're saved, say amen. Everybody in the place says, amen. And he says, I ain't 100% sure what that is, but they sure seem to like it. Amen. I ain't real sure what they got, but boy, I'll take a dose. Amen. They ought to come in here and find a people who are happy about salvation. Amen. Since I say that here all the time, Brother Freddie, it carries over. And I don't just say it here, I say it in New York. You ought to have a passport to go there. It's a different country. I say it in California. I said it in San Francisco. I said, if you're glad you're saved, say amen. They say, amen. I say it everywhere I go. But you would not believe. I don't get the same response everywhere I go. Here's the way it goes sometimes. Y'all glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
What's the matter with you? Lord, be happy about it. Come on, Happy Valley, I'm talking to you now. Are you glad you're saved? Say amen. Put your little hands together and just shout about it. Let our visitors know we're glad about what God's done in our lives. Honey, where we going to church? We going where they're happy about being saved. I don't want no dried up, dead religion. Bunch of people think they deserve what they got. I want to go where there's just a bunch of old, sorry, low-down, hell-deserving sinners saved by the grace of God. Woo! And they ain't forgot about what God done for them. Honey, where are we going? We going where they're happy. Happy about being saved. We going where they're happy about serving. I want to go where people don't begrudgingly go to their Sunday school class. But I want to go where they got a little spring in their step, man. They excited about what they're doing. Amen. I get excited. I said, somebody asked me one day, said, preacher, why do you go back and forth? You're going to wear the carpet out. I'm like that Kentucky Derby y'all have down there and your preacher bets on every year. He don't really. Hey, commercial. Y'all think we're crazy. I was preaching in their church one time, and it got on. I'm talking about out of the banks, folks shouting, running the aisles. Her preacher jumped in the baptistry. Now, don't y'all point at me. I'm talking about Sonny Mull, Louisville, Kentucky. Thank God it had water in it. And then he didn't just jump into baptistry. He sat down in the middle of it and just started throwing water up there. I ain't never seen nothing like it in my life. So what'd you do, preacher? I said, help yourself. And I kept preaching. You know what they call him? You know what they call him? His nickname, Shouting Happy. He didn't name himself that. Somebody gave him that name. Because you call him on the phone, say, Brother Sonny, how you doing? Shouting happy, brother, shouting happy. I like it. I like it. Let's go where people are happy. Happy about being saved. Happy about doing something for God. I get across this thing on Sunday morning, I'm like, hurry up and sing that song, man. I got something burning down on the inside. I'm excited about what I'm fixing to do. It'll be a cold day in the Booger Man's living room when your preacher steps up here and says, we want to welcome you to our our ecclesiastical fellowship. Please turn your Bibles. No wonder people sleep in church. I ain't saying everybody got to act like me. Pray to God they don't. Anybody ain't got to be as loud as me, but they ought to be some life in what we're doing. Nobody ought to have to come in here and put a finger on our neck just to see if our hearts are thumping or not. Amen. You heard about that one church. Old woman died in the middle of service. They called 911 and the EMT showed up and they took out half the congregation before they found the right one. Amen. We ought to be happy. Happy about being saved. Happy in God's service. It's a thrill to do something for God. This is not something I have to do. Brother Shane, this is something I get to do. Woo! Goes right there. Amen. You want to freak your Sunday school class out? Just walk up behind your podium next Sunday morning and go, woo! Man, I'm glad to be your teacher. Amen. Hey, you'd be a whole lot quicker to receive it if I'm excited about giving it. Well, y'all pray for me. I don't really feel like teaching this morning. Well, sit down. I can't stand that. I've heard preacher after preacher get up and say, y'all pray for me. I really ain't got nothing on my heart. Well, go away. Come back when you got something. Amen. Honey, where are we going? We going where somebody's happy. Happy about being saved. Happy about serving God. Happy about being settled in a good church. How many of y'all been around here for about 10 years? 10 years. Been here around 10 years. Look at that. I'm glad you're settled. Are you still happy about it? Don't. I don't want no show of hands there. I'm afraid what I might find out. But I'm glad to be settled in a good church. You know how good it is to find a home?
Yes, sir.
Glad that's over with. I'm glad we finally found out where God wants us. Honey, where are we going? We're going where people are happy. Secondly, turn to Isaiah. I got to hurry, I know, or you'll never come back here. Isaiah chapter number 58. Isaiah. Y'all pray for me. I ain't found it yet. Isaiah chapter number 58. Honey, where are we going? We're going where people are happy. Secondly, we going where somebody going to preach. Amen. I would not hunt a church based on the music. Let me say that again. I know they do. That's popular today. I wouldn't trade good music. And I love good music. You just don't know. I mean, I come from a long line of musicians. I love music. I do. But that's secondary. I wouldn't trade off the preaching of this book for good music. Wouldn't do it. I got a man praying, highly, highly qualified and talented, praying about coming here, being our choir director. Good boy. But it's secondary. I want our music program better. I want to ramp it up. I think whatever we do, we ought to do it to the very best of our ability. But it's secondary. The Bible said, how shall they hear? He said, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And he said, how shall they hear without a preacher? Paul said, but it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. You say, what are you talking about foolishness? Y'all think I'm crazy. Amen. That's all right. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse number 1. Look what the Bible said. He said, cry aloud. Now that ought to do something for your somber monotone. Blah, blah, blah. He said, cry aloud. You cannot quietly cry aloud. No, it don't work, man. He said, cry aloud, spare not. You know what that means, spare not? You got to go to Bible school to get this. Spare not. That means let her rip, Tater Chip. That's what that means, man. I mean, really, some of y'all Bible scholars, that's right, ain't it, Brother Freddie? It means spare not. Don't hold nothing back. Give it all you got. Wide open as a case knife. He said, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice, watch this, like a what? Trumpet. Y'all ever heard a quiet trumpet? Huh? Do you know what gave the Calvary peace and relief in the heat of the battle when the engines had them surrounded? They would hear the trumpet. Help's on its way. What we are is we stand in the pulpit. Why you preach so loud? I want to be like a trumpet. I want the poor old lost sinner to know help is on the way. I want the burdened and the heavy laden to know, hey, help's a coming. Here comes the Calvary. Lift up your head. There is hope. Amen. He said, lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression. Hey, sometimes we got to say, you're wicked. Sometimes we got to get where you live. One famous preacher said we would never preach to offend anyone. Well, that's not my purpose either. But sometimes this book cuts both ways. Going in and coming out. The Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Sometimes that word's just tough. Well, we would never mention hell from our platform. What's in the book? It's in the book. We okay? I'd go where a man of God preaches. If I was hunting the church, that'd be my number one priority. Amen. Honey, where are we going? We're going where somebody's happy. And we're going where somebody going to preach that Bible to us. Amen. We want to go where they preach the Bible. They don't want to offend anybody, but they're not scared if somebody don't like it. Amen. I'm going to preach this King James Bible till Jesus comes. By the way, I'm going to do more than preach it. I'm going to believe it. You come in here toting whatever you want to. This is my Bible right here. Amen. I ain't going to beat you up if you've got something else. You stay around here long enough, you'll figure it's watered down.
That's right.
As you read along with me in your Bible on Sunday morning, you go, wait a minute now, that verse ain't even in my Bible.
Yeah.
I think it's about 6,000 of them that's gone.
Yeah.
Whole heap of them. Is it 6,000? It's a bunch, ain't it? Yeah. You say, something wrong with my book.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's it matter, preacher, as long as we all got a Bible? We need to be on the same page.
Yes.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
I'm going to go where the preacher preaches the Bible.
Yeah.
Huh? If he gets to where it says, thou shalt not commit adultery, he ain't going to go, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Come on, preacher.
Yes, sir. Are people are living in sin? Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Unmarried?
Yeah.
And just living together? The preacher's not going to hide from it? Oh, he's still going to love you.
Yeah.
But he's going to preach you the truth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen, sir.
Are we okay? When he gets to the book of Romans, he's not going to dodge that unnatural affection.
Yeah.
He's not going to, I know we're living in modern times and blah, blah, blah. He ain't going to run from it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I love Brother Freddie. He's as good a friend as I got in this world, but I ain't kissing him. It just ain't natural. I have never just looked across the platform at Brother Charles and thought, that's a good looking man. I think I'll just go over there and lay one on him. Nope, ain't never happened. Why? Ain't natural. Now I look over there. I have to be careful about looking over there. I'll get plumb sidetracked, forget what I'm preaching about, and I see her. Why? That's my wife. That's natural. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Boy, get a little quiet when you get on these sensitive issues. I want somebody to tell me like it is. Gun barrel straight.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Some of you I've offended already this morning just by telling you what we're not going to hide from.
Yeah.
Amen. You want your doctor to be honest, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Amen.
If I go in the doctor, don't be messing with me. If I go in the doctor and I got leukemia, I don't want him treating me for asthma.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Come on. If I come into church house and my life's full of sin and my life's a wreck, I want somebody with a backbone like a saw log and a set of lungs made out of leather to rear back and tell me, get right with God. You say, that's old fashioned. I know it. But it still works, man. All this lovey-dovey, touchy-feely ain't helping nobody. Why do people flock to it? Because it don't bother. They can leave like they came.
Amen,
preacher. Ain't nothing got to go. If you don't leave church every now and then, I'm telling you, if you're hunting a church, I'm trying to help you. If you don't leave church every now and then feeling just a little bit guilty, you need to hunt you up another preacher.
That's good, preacher. Yes, sir. Amen.
Y'all still with me? Honey, where are we going to church? We going where people are happy. We going where a preacher is going to preach what the Bible said. He's going to preach the Bible. He's going to preach the blood. Do you know there's a lot of them that won't even say blood? They've taken it out of their song books. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the water?
Come on, brother.
Man, we fill that thing up. There'd be crickets in there that big around. Chlorine and chemicals. Ain't no salvation in that pool. It's in the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We were not redeemed with corruptible things that we received from the tradition of our father, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Hey, he's going to preach the book. He's going to preach the blood. Amen. And he's going to preach when we get done, we go into the big house.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, yeah, we're going to preach on hell, but we're going to preach on heaven too, because that's where we go. Well, well, honey, where are we going? Let's go where somebody's happy about being saved. Let's go where the preacher preaches. And let's go where we're welcome. Let's go where sinners are welcome. I don't want somebody to come in here and fill out a place. Thank God they in here.
Amen.
You ever been in church where they, I mean, I've been in them. I preach in them. Somebody hear me on the internet or whatever, and then somebody will tell them, you got to go over there, and they'll visit this revival meeting, hear this preacher, and they'll come in and they ain't the right stripe. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Old boy may have an earring dangling out of his ear. Old girl may have on a pair of pants too tight. If she had a quarter in her pocket, you could tell if it was on heads or tails. And all them highfalutin, self-righteous, nose so high in the air if it rained it drowned. Look at them like they just come off a spaceship somewhere. I want to go where we ain't looked at like we freaks. Amen. I remember one Sunday man come in here, had a tattoo on his head. Y'all remember that? His head had a tattoo, Brother Charles, on top of his head. I tried. It'd be like Rusty having a tattoo on his head. I tried to preach and I kept looking at that tattoo. I was like, don't look at it. Don't. I was trying to figure out what, don't look at it. One Sunday man came in here, sat all the way down the front, had a staff. I'm talking about a pole. It was that tall. And I thought Moses is in the house. One old boy come in one Sunday, I thought he had a Pepsi. It wasn't. It was a spit cup. Had him big old dip of Copenhagen. I kept watching. You spitting out. I said, Lord, should I say something? Or just go bum a dip off of him? I didn't. Which way should we go here? One old fella used to come here, and I'm just rattling, I'll quit in a minute. I'm trying to tell you, we ought to have a church where sinners are welcome. I hate to even tell you this, but one old fella used to shake my hand at the door every Sunday. He'd say the same thing, and his wife would slap him upside the head. He'd shake my hand at the door, and he'd say, "Preacher, that is be good preaching." First time he said that, my eyes got that big around. I thought, first time I had that compliment. I want a place where sinners can come. Where they don't feel like they bottom shelf. Amen. If I didn't feel welcome in church, I wouldn't go back. Preacher too good to shake my hand, I ain't going back. Y'all all right? You say, that's ridiculous. No, it ain't. I want you to know I'm glad you're here. That's why I stand at that back door. I want to see who you are. I want to shake your hand. I want you to know I appreciate you coming. I don't care if you got a ponytail. Oh, Tony whacked his off. Where's he at? I don't care if you got a ponytail. I don't care if you got an earring. I let the Lord deal with you about that stuff. Amen. Amen. We want you to feel at home. We want you to feel like you're in a place where somebody loves you. Regardless of how you look. Regardless of what you've done. I promise you there's somebody sitting in here that's done something worse. Oh, I could tell you. But I won't. We got people in this church holding position that I've had to look through glass about that thick and talk through a little hole to them. Actually, a phone. And tell them, you look good in orange. I take it some of y'all ain't never been down to the jail and visited nobody. Amen. Regardless of what they've done, and regardless of what people think. Amen. Mm. Honey, where are we going? Let's go where folks are happy. Let's go where the preacher will just rear back and preach our hides off every now and then. Let's go where sinners are welcome. And lastly, let me give you this. Let's go where the power of God is at work.
Amen.
If I visited a church for more than a month, and didn't hear about nobody getting saved. Now, I ain't saying that don't mean God ain't there. But I'd look a little closer. There's some reason. Either the gospel ain't going out. It ain't being preached. Somebody ain't going after people. Something's wrong. Brother Eric, and this is my last point. I'm done. Brother Eric and Sister Stacy Knight, our old youth pastor, run off, left us, abandoned us in our time of need. Wicked people. Discovered after a while, after they were married, they wanted a child. And they discovered that they were barren. They couldn't produce a child. You know what they did? Brother Greg, no telling. At the thousands of dollars that Brother Eric and Sister Stacy have spent trying to figure out and fix what's wrong. When a church is not producing babies, something is wrong.
Amen.
And when we get to the place where people are not being born again on a regular basis, we need to spend all we got. We need to seek out every avenue and find out why come we're not producing or reproducing. Amen? I wouldn't want my child, oh, we want to go where they got beepers. But what if they got beepers and that child gets to be a teenager and he's never accepted Christ as his Savior? And he gets out with a bunch on a football game on a Friday night and gets hit head on by a drunk somewhere and decapitated and dies and goes to hell because you wanted a beeper.
Yeah.
I promise you, Them babies stay around here long. I ain't the best preacher in the world. Not even close. Probably among the worst. But I promise you, them babies stay around here long, they're going to get saved.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. I don't know where my brother went. Where you at, John? Right there. His little old daughter. She's probably out in junior church this morning. Autumn. Autumn's what? How old, John? Holler at me. 7-year-old. Come here. Two services. Went on a Wednesday night down in the Patch Club. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Kim, Sister Kim must do some good preaching down there. Autumn stopped me. I was talking to John and Brandy in the hall, and Autumn grabbed my arm. She said, Uncle Eddie, I want to be saved. You know what I did? I ignored her on purpose. Why, preacher? I wanted her to be sure.
Amen.
And they kept coming, and she kept pestering. Daddy, I want to get saved. 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 I want to read you something this morning. Brother Todd, y'all come on, make your way to the piano if you would. Lord, it's in my other Bible. Last Wednesday night, I was preaching. Sister Kim had the Patch Club and the Pee Wee Club, and that's the kids' program on Wednesday night. And somebody sent me up a note to the pulpit. During the invitation, as people were coming to the altar, I read the little note, and here's what it said. Brother Eddie, Autumn is ready to be saved. She fully understands what she's doing, but she refuses to pray with anybody but you. And I got to lead my little niece to the Lord. We got through praying. We knelt down at my couch in my office. I said, baby, if you died today, where would you go? She said, I'll go to heaven, Uncle Eddie. I said, how do you know? She said, because I did what Jesus said. I'll take that over a beeper. By the way, we got a beeper. Hallelujah, you in a place where you can get a beeper in heaven too. I'd go where the power of God is at work. Where the Holy Ghost is welcome and we ain't scared of Him. It don't bother us. Don't bother us. Somebody hollers a little bit, claps their hand and says amen. Don't bother us. He's welcome here. And He's not ignored. He has the preeminence. He's more important than any visitor we've ever had. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost of God. Where are we going to church, honey? Let's find a place where folks are happy. Happy about being saved. Happy about what they're doing for God. Let's find us a place where the preacher preaches, even if he ain't got good English. Even if he stands on the communion table, at least he tells us the truth. He rubs me the wrong way every now and then, but at least he don't lie to me. I get uncomfortable with some things he says. Maybe there's a reason. At least he don't lie to us. Let's go where, honey, let's go where sinners are welcome. Let's go where an old bum can come in off the street and they'll just love him right where he's at. He ain't got to come up to their level just to be accepted. Honey, let's go, let's go, let's go. Listen to me. Where a little old black bus kid can come in. Whoa, don't get queasy on me now. Red, yellow, black, or white. Or tan. I love our Spanish folks. They having service today at 2:30. Two. Hallelujah. Let's go where sinners are welcome. And I ain't saying you're a sinner because you're black or because you're Mexican. We sinners because we're sinners. Amen. I'm just saying let's go where everybody's somebody. Amen. Let's go where the power of God's still working. Where people getting saved. Last Sunday, if I remember just right, nine people walked the aisle somewhere on this property, trusted Christ as their Savior. Al, you back there this morning? Oh, wow, came right down here last Sunday morning. Got born again. Come in dirty from the sin of this world. Walked out white as a driven snow. I want to be where that's going on. Last Sunday night, we baptized quite a few. We're going to do it again next week. Amen. I want to be where God's doing something. And not just saving sinners, but Brother Tommy, healing cancer. We didn't have no healing line. I didn't bop his daughter on the head. We prayed. God done the bopping. Amen. I couldn't touch that cancer. I couldn't even find it. Brother Fred, he knew right where it was. Hallelujah. We're praying he's going to do that. Sister Laura. Brother Michael's wife. Sister Brother Cody's mom. We're praying God just touch her. We know he can. Ain't that right? We know he can. I want to be where the power of God's at. I'm talking about the power of God that'll fix a broken home. You come dragging in here, maybe this is your last ditch effort before you go see an attorney about a divorce. Talk to me, Jerry. You're just about to throw in the towel. She just testified last week. They wasn't even living together. When they come here, separated. He's sitting over there with his arm around her, acting like he loves her. Somebody ought to go to church with me about that right there. Don't tell me God didn't send them down here. Where are we going? Well, it's up to you. But that's what I'd look for. That's what I'd hunt for my wife. That's what I'd hunt for my children. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Maybe it wasn't much of a message, I don't know. I just want to help you while you're hunting. You find one that's got all them things above and beyond what we got here, maybe you ought to consider that. Tell me about it. I might go with you. I'm kidding. I ain't leaving. But get your priorities right as you look. You say, well, the music, men, they need this and they need that. Wonder why God sent you over here. Maybe God didn't send you here because of what we already have. Maybe he sent you here because of what you have to offer. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. All over the house. Nobody looking around. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I promise you, anytime you come here, you're going to have this opportunity that I'm fixing to give you. And that's an opportunity to make sure of your salvation. If you died today, are you 100% sure that heaven would be your home? If your heart beat its last beat right this second, and you fell to the floor, graveyard dead, are you certain heaven would be your home? If not, this preacher would like to pray for you. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I just want to pray for you. We don't want anybody to leave this place not knowing heaven's their home. The Lord said he was not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. He wants to save you even more than I want to see you get saved. Preacher, I'm not sure. Would you please pray for me? Anybody like that this morning? You can just slip your hand up. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. I see your hand. Anybody else? Preacher, please pray for me. I know I need to get that settled. God bless you, sir. I'm tired of wrestling with this. I would love to be able to lay my head on my pillow and not have to ever worry about that again. Please pray for me. Anybody else? Preacher, I'm not sure. What about this? Preacher, we're saved.
I know for a fact if I died right now, heaven would be my home. But we are trying to find a place to worship. Preacher, just pray that God would lead us and direct us and give us a clear direction and answer as to where we're supposed to be. Whether it be here or somewhere else. Hey, what I want for you is God's will. Preacher, pray the Lord to lead us to the right place. Anybody like that? Several hands up this morning. God bless your hearts. And I'm serious. I will sincerely pray. God will put you where you need to be. There's an importance of being in the right place. We talked about that on Wednesday night. If you weren't here, get the CD. If we're not in the right place, we might miss the right provision for our life. We're certainly going to pray that God will lead you. Preacher, I know I'm saved. There's no doubt about it. But I need God's help this morning. It's personal. I don't want it publicized. But I need God to move in my life. Anybody like that? Hands all over this building. Pray with us together, Father, as we come before you again this morning. Thank you, oh God, for a good day to be in church. God, together with your people around this blessed old book. Now, Lord, you saw the hands. But Lord, before any hand was raised, you saw every heart in this place. You know our needs as a church collectively. But God, you know what's missing in our hearts individually. Lord, I pray you'd fill every void. Don't let anybody leave here today without you. Have your way. And we'll thank you, glorify you, and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.